Well, hello there, friend. This is Bradley Hartman, host of the Craft of LBM Sales podcast. And our tagline on the show is to sell value, drive builder profit, and win more deals without competing on price. Now, whether it's on the show, the Craft of LBM Sales podcast, or off it, we spend a lot of our time working with folks in the LBM space, whether they are dealers, distributors, or manufacturers, talking about compensation and incentives and how best to develop a sales team that goes on offense, can win new business, can take market share, while also taking care of our existing customers. And so it was with honor and delight that I accepted the opportunity to write a few words to precede the data that LBM Journal collected here in 2025 on sales compensation in our industry. And if you are listening to this now, you saw there was a QR code that redirected you to this article in the audio format. So please enjoy listening to this episode titled, How COVID Exposed the Flaws in LBM Sales Compensation and the Smartest Moves Leaders Are Making Now. Evaluating compensation plans for salespeople is a journey not unlike Charles Darwin's exploration of evolution. Along the way, you'll find yourself talking about herding cats, hunting lions, and giving the side eye to a few sacred cows grazing inside your organization. That's what I discovered in interviews for this article. If you're a leader, you know compensation isn't just about money. It reveals nothing less than your firm's values, priorities, and understanding of human psychology. The right comp plan organizes a group of individuals, each motivated by their own self-interest, into a cohesive team pulling in the same direction. Of course, even the best designed plans can be upended by forces outside your control. And that's exactly what leaders faced in the summer of 2020. The sales metrics our industry had long relied on to align behaviors and rewards mutated seemingly overnight. Here is how three leaders characterized their insights during this period of change. A sales manager in the Northeast said,
"The key assumption was that commodity prices would always be stable, and they had been for a long time. Then COVID hit, and salespeople did less work selling OSB at $50 a sheet than they did when it was $15.
An owner in the Midwest said,
"Our top salesperson doesn't bring in any new business. I land it, and I hand it off to him. And he's great at account management, but we pay him like he's great at sales. But I don't have the time to manage it, so what am I supposed to do?"
And an owner in the Northwest shared this.
"We pretend that paying on gross margin motivates reps to push margins higher. But reps develop margin ruts and use these rules of thumb they haven't questioned in years. Purchasing makes a great buy, and sales often just gives it away."
Now, during COVID, we could only react to the changes facing us. Never had the role of salesperson been less central to driving transactions, and never had their compensation been higher. Leaders, understandably, chose not to change comp plans then. Profitability was at record highs, reliable labor was scarce, and changing plans mid-crisis felt reckless. But the aftershocks that, frankly, the entire industry knew were coming exposed structural weaknesses we can and must fix now. And here's how. Step number one, invert. Step number two, build from first principles. We should all follow the advice of the late Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's right-hand man at Berkshire Hathaway for 45 years. "Invert the problem first," he said. "Start with the outcomes you wish to avoid." So, as you eye 2026, what don't you want? Well, you don't want overpaid reps who are comfortable not selling at the very moment you need new business. And you don't want your best people to leave. And you don't want complacent underperformers consuming disproportionate time, attention, and overhead dollars. Second, Charlie Munger stressed first principles thinking. He wants you to break your problem into its basic truths, then rebuild the system to align with them. So here are five first principles for LBM sales compensation that I believe will work for you. Number one, Effective compensation plans make the desired behaviors clear and aligns them with strategy. When you change the what, goals, or the how, strategy, compensation must change in lockstep, or you risk losing market share as top reps insist they can't prospect because they're herding cats, chasing down information, completing their own takeoffs, and taking last-minute trips to hand-deliver forgotten joist hangers at a job site 37 miles away. Now, this behavior isn't a character flaw on the part of the sales rep. It's the logical outcome of an owner or manager's plan that pays for the maintenance of existing accounts the same as hunting for new ones. So here's the key question to ask. If your goal this year includes taking market share, can sales reps earn more money by winning net new business rather than by babysitting their best customers? If not, your goal is at odds with your comp plan. First principle number two, personal self-interest will drive salespeople to maximize their total compensation with the least effort. Now, us humans, we are expert puzzle solvers when it comes to effort and reward. If your team behaves in ways that undercut your goals, it's far easier to change the plan than to change human nature. The best compensation plans make what's best for employees also what's best for executing your strategy. First principle number three, true lion hunters are scarce and should be paid like it. Very few people enjoy picking up the phone, interrupting a busy stranger, and converting a non-customer into a customer. Those who can do it reliably are scarce and valuable, especially in soft markets like ours today. Closing incremental and accretive net new business, converting non-customers to customers, and selling new product categories to existing accounts is a different activity than account management and customer service. Your favorite football team doesn't pay its quarterback and middle linebacker the same. Different activities impact winning in different ways, and some positions are harder to replace than others. The same principles apply to constructing your own sales roster. First principle number four, in a cyclical industry, net new business drives above average returns and must be incentivized. One-size-fits-all plans seem fair, simple to administer, and predictable. But beneath the surface, that simplicity stifles top performance as tenured reps with mature books of business adopt an annuity mindset and they abandon the prospecting efforts your company needs to grow. Consider a few common patterns. You've got a rookie in pure prospecting mode and he has the same compensation plan as a 35-year veteran who refuses to prospect at all. You have a stellar sales rep and she flips a competitor's crown jewel account after 3 years of work and then earns the same commission rate as a colleague who was handed a new account from the owner who closed a new deal on the golf course. A baby boomer sales legend self-managing, high-volume accounts are parceled out across the team, and you pay hunting wages for maintenance work. It all feels rather socialist, doesn't it? And first principle number five. Time is a salesperson's primary constraint. When time gets tight, reps do whatever pays the fastest. If a dollar from an old bourbon-drinking buddy's account pays the same as a dollar resulting from intentionally interrupting a busy builder who buys from your competitor, who do you think the salesperson is going to call? And this is why the constant pursuit of net new business must be incentivized. So let's move from first principles to practice. The following four suggestions can improve both your compensation plan and your sales results. These have been invaluable in the LBM compensation projects my team and I have led in recent years. Number one, reward contribution, not attribution. Too often, we pay a rep simply because their name is on the account. A builder places an order at the sales counter, and an oblivious sales rep is paid a commission. That's attribution, not contribution. So ask the essential question. Did this order come in because of the rep's effort and skill? If yes, that's contribution. If no, that's attribution. So here's what paying for contribution looks like. You want to pay hunting rates for lion hunting. For example, pay a higher commission during the first 18 months of a new account or for selling new product categories within existing accounts. And then pay maintenance rates for maintenance work. That is, a lower rate for mature, self-managing accounts. And you want to tie maintenance compensation to product mix and margin, not just volume. So here's a next step. Review each rep's list of accounts monthly. And most reps can't add real value to 75 or 100 customers, so you want to right-size their book of business. We have found for most LBM dealers, 50 or fewer is a good target. Then you want to align pay with actual contribution, wallet share growth, and opening new accounts, not just account volume. Number two, clarify your ideal customer. If you're looking for a tagline for mediocrity, here's one that will do just fine. We want to sell everything to everyone all the time. Strategy begins with focus. Tracking gross margin is, yes, a start, but calculating net profitability by account shows which customers drive growth. Cost to serve varies widely, and high-touch, poor-fit accounts can erode profits. Here's the next step. Define your ideal customer by segment and use a simple net profitability calculator to help reps spot the attributes of your most profitable accounts. Then, make sure each rep has an individual sales pipeline, quantified and prioritized monthly, and track their prospecting efforts. For example, set the expectation that there must be at least 2 face-to-face meetings per week with qualified prospects. And you want to aim this effort at new customers who fit that profile. Number three, tame the black swan. A black swan event is characterized by extreme rarity, severe impact, and it being predictable only in hindsight. And COVID checks all those boxes. No LBM leader anticipated the pandemic and adjusted their comp plan accordingly then. But you can model future volatility now. Next step, build a financial model that stress tests your comp plan against commodity swings. You want to cap windfalls from price spikes unrelated to effort and redirect those dollars into incentives for new business. And number four, courage over capability. Changing compensation is hard, and leaders of lion hunters must display the courage to lead. You'll need to challenge some sacred cows within your organization, and the objections are predictable. Now's not really the best time. You know what? This is really going to upset the old guard. I don't know. This is the way we've always done it. This is why leadership requires selling an internal vision too. Charlie Munger put it best. The most important rule in management is this: get the incentives right. One leader did just that, and the result was incremental, accretive sales growth. Here's what one vice president of sales in the West shared with me. As soon as COVID ended and things leveled out, we changed comp. I put real dollars on new business and took dollars away when they don't sell new. If you're just going to sit back and be an order taker, you'll earn the minimum. And it's worked. The last 2 years, we've exceeded our double-digit net profit goals. So design a plan that rewards the behaviors your strategy depends on. Pay for contribution, not mere attribution. Differentiate hunting for new accounts from maintaining existing ones. And above all, make the most profitable path the same one that captures additional market share. As Darwin observed, cats, lions, and cows included, it is not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent, but the one most adaptable to change. So, my friend, thank you for listening. Hopefully you found listening to this article in combination with the valuable data collected by the LBM Journal and shared with you, both quantifiable and qualitative, can help you design a plan that drives the behaviors you want to see more of. We are going to continue to see more uncertainty, and we have to be more adaptable to change. This requires leadership, and it's an opportunity for leaders like you to position your company to take market share in the future, despite the uncertainty. Now, if your sales team, both sales managers and sales reps, are looking for new ideas and insights and tools and mental models to go on offense with a fearlessness, with optimism, with simplicity, and yes, even some fun. I would strongly encourage your team to listen to our free podcast titled The Craft of LBM Sales Podcast. It is available on all podcast players, and it comes out twice a week with small, actionable, story-driven insights along with tools to help you go on offense and increase market share. Thanks for listening. Again, my name is Bradley Hartman. I am proud to write a column in LBM Journal in every episode. If you would like to reach out to me directly, do not hesitate to do so. My email is Bradley at Bradley Hartman with two N's, BradleyHartmanandCo.com. We're going to close out this episode like we do in our Craft of LBM Sales podcast on every episode with our sales leadership mantra. You, my friend, are owed nothing. Deliver value first. Make it a great week.